Right, there we go. Yep. It's Chris Hawkins, and I'm director at Tropical Sky for Worldwide Division. I just think it's the way they communicate. I've got two of my own. One is nearly 17, one's 15. It's just the way they communicate. I mean, in the old days, we used to sort of write to people and ring people. They do everything via their mobile phones and their iPads and things like and their tablets. I think partly because we let them, and partly because they're interested in where they are. It's slightly different to often where a lot of their friends are going, and therefore there's an element of sort of showing off for them at their age, an element of interest, and it's the way that they communicate and let people know what they're up to. Well, some research we did at Tropical Sky was showing that people generally accept, the use of these smartphones and tablets at, on holiday. It doesn't really bother me. I think it can be overused. I mean, my experience is that generally it's a good thing. What it does do is it certainly highlights areas of the world to people who might want to go or who don't know there, and there's an element of interest there. I don't think we should be too bothered by it. And I think the only thing you need to watch, of course, is if you're sending loads of pictures of yourself on holiday, then people know you're not at your own house. So you just need to be a bit cautious about who you send them to, I think. I think that if children are using it too much, they kind of just stay in their own world. I mean, for me, it's all about getting the kids engaged, and my children certainly, we make agendas for the holidays, and it's the planning of the holiday, the preparation before you go, that makes the difference. If you can get them engaged and prepare things, what they want to do, and ask them, what they want to get involved in, what they'd like to see, I think that they do tend to use their social media sort of stuff a bit less. Well, I mean, I've got a couple of sort of things that I definitely do with my son. It's not so easy with my daughter because they're a bit more fussy about what their hair looks like. But I always encourage people to go and have a local haircut at a local barber's, not in a resort or at a camp or anything like that. And that way, you really do meet local people. I've had half days out. I've had lunches and dinners with people and my son. Girls, I wouldn't advise that so much because you might not get the haircut that you like. But other things are just to sort of do things a bit differently, do new things. If you don't play tennis and there's tennis courts at your resort, go and play tennis every evening. If you haven't been snorkeling before, go snorkeling. Often things like that are included. If you're on an adventure trip, do the extra hike, go the extra mile instead of just being offered the option just to stay in your lodge or wherever you're staying. But it doesn't really matter where in the world you go, whether it's 30 minutes down the road or whether it's a long haul trip. But I think the key thing is to plan it, prepare it, and be interested in where you're going and be interested in the people you're seeing and the food you're eating. I guess another top tip is I try and eat in restaurants, not on sun lounges. I like eating to be slightly more formal, where you're all together. Eating in local restaurants is fantastic. Eating street food is great because that way there isn't wireless, so they can't access their social media, and also they're really seeing and feeling the sounds around them. Well, other things that certainly I've done with my kids, it's slightly a bit different. People might think it's a bit weird, but visiting local schools is a great thing, and also joining in any local sports, be it football or cricket, for example, or if there's a local netball game going on for the girls or anything like that. I've never ever been refused joining in with the locals playing any sport, and I'd encourage people to be really friendly and gregarious and go for it and try something a bit different.